Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Presented by the Salvation Army. Join the fight for good and donate by saying, Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army, if you're listening with Alexa, or go to salvationarmyusa.org to make a gift. Water, flour, syrup, dye. Mastering the Elements of Fake Blood by Robbie Gonzalez. The internet is oozing, dripping, spurting with recipes for fake blood. But to get the exact color and consistency your Halloween costume calls for, be it bright and wet or dark and crusty, your best bet is to brew your own bloody concoction. To do it, it helps to know the properties of blood that you're approximating and the non-biohazardous ingredients you can use to imitate them. Achieving your desired effect is as simple as balancing the quantities of a few basic elements: water and syrups to achieve the right runniness, colored dyes to reproduce blood's various colors, and a thickening agent, like flour or cornstarch, to mimic opacity and clotting. It might take some trial and error, but paying attention to the few gory details can produce one wicked batch of bespoke blood. Real blood's thick, but not too thick. You want your fake blood to have that real blood feel. The consistency of the authentic stuff varies according to things like its concentration of red blood cells, higher equals thicker, and temperatures, warmer equals thinner. Generally speaking, though, the blood coursing through your veins, and by extension, anything freshly spilt, has the viscosity between 3 and 5 times that of water. That's why a lot of fake blood recipes call for some kind of syrup, like corn or chocolate. But most syrups are actually far thicker than blood. In fact, few liquids match blood's particular non-Newtonian consistency. To approximate it, you'll need a mixture. Try starting with a cup of corn syrup and thinning it with water, mixing it a bit at a time till it reaches the texture you're going for. If you overshot and your blood runs a little too freely, just add some syrup. Red blood ain't always red. Blood's color fluctuates dramatically, both inside and outside the body. The oxygenated stuff coursing through your arteries is bright red, while the deoxygenated blood in your veins can be so dark as to look almost purple. If you've ever donated blood, the technician probably tapped into one of your veins, hence your bagged blood's plummy hue. By the same logic, a few drops of blood on a white t-shirt, readily oxygenated in open air, will appear a stunning crimson, whereas large volumes of the stuff glugging from a severed limb will look considerably darker. Forensic scientists studying pools of blood have found they change color from dark red to light red as they coagulate, only to darken to a brownish black as they dry completely. Use food coloring to home in on the color you're going for. Use red dye for your base and small quantities of blue or green to darken things up. Careful with your quantities here. The red you can add a lot of, but the cooler colors go a long way. Try adding those a drop at a time. Real blood runs until it doesn't. The same researchers who documented the way pooled blood changes color showed that it also progresses through 5 stages of drying: coagulation, gelation, rim desiccation, center desiccation, and final desiccation. In essence, blood starts to thicken the second it's exposed to air. Clotting factors in the blood give rise to fibrin molecules, which polymerize and combine with platelets to produce a gelatinous mass with a consistency not unlike egg whites. In fact, the whites of eggs have been proposed as surrogates for blood clots in medical research. After that, it proceeds to dry up, cracking and flaking as it surrenders more and more moisture. Blood's creepy phase changes might be the hardest thing to reproduce in your blender at home, but thickening agents, like all-purpose flour and cornstarch, can help you dial in a more believable consistency. Plus, they have the added benefit of making your home brew bloodless, see-through, and more opaque like the real thing. If you're adding to the cup of corn syrup that you started with, try adding your thickening agent 1 teaspoon at a time. Continue varying your proportions of water, syrup, dye, and flour until you've produced a batch of blood in just the style you want. Don't be afraid to experiment. Try a few different formulations. Use dark corn syrup or chocolate syrup instead of the clear stuff for a darker base mixture. Just remember, like the real thing, fake blood has a tendency to stain, so wear an apron and keep your blender's lid on, unless you want your kitchen to look like a crime scene.